Good afternoon, your radio is tuned to Inside the Artist Studio on 91.9 FM Neighborhood Public Radio at the Whitney Biennial. I am James Chimpton. A robotic chimpanzee. And it is my great pleasure to be speaking with the Mr. Lewis Schwadron.
Hello.
Is there a website how the radio listeners can go to see your work?
Sure, if you go to www.lewisschwadron.com, LOUISSCHWADRON.com.
Where were you born, Lewis?
In Providence, Rhode Island. Where were you born? I'm not allowed to ask.
That's incredible. Tell me about your parents.
My mom was a dancer, and my dad is a trombone player currently.
What was your childhood like?
I was positive. I grew up in sunny Southern California.
So tell me a funny story about that.
I remember being on a bicycle ride with my friend around the neighborhood, and we both decided to go number two on a block near my house on the street on the curb because it seemed like we were too far from home, and it was a
wonderful thing. What gets a Lewis Schwadron excited?
I like a robotic monkey, anything robotic. I'm working with an amazing musician right now who's kind of a walking robot named Adam Crystal. He's amazing. We're doing a band now called Violet. So he's kind of like you, only he's composing music.
Were you a good student?
I got B's.
What was your childhood like?
I think it was.
Please take your time. We're only on live radio.
I had a great time. I have two sisters that are both really one intelligent. They got A's, and a little neurotic and excitable. So I had fun exciting them.
Tell us more about your schooling.
I went to the Juilliard School of Music for classical. Music.
Interesting.
It is.
In what ways does the audience affect your performance?
I need an audience to affect my performance. I like practicing alone, but I need their energy so that I can ride that and give it back. Trifecta.
Have you considered going into movies?
I have. I've been in some. I've made some. I like looking at them. I like the way that they move and entertain me and my family. In my upbringing, I watched a lot of them in Los Angeles. That was part of the positive upbringing, I think.
Why?
Well, I got to see a wide variety of films from, you know, Surf Ninjas and Back to the Future 2 to The House of the Rising Sun and, you know, Schindler's List. We watched Schindler's List on Christmas Day, which is what Jews do in Century City. That's, you know, it's like a double mitzvah, I guess, if you see a Holocaust movie on a Christian holiday.
Tell me about your last gig at a club.
You know, I let my bangs down, and I took my sweatbands off, my wristbands off, my anklets off, and I just let it all shook it all out, you know. I tried to really connect with the peoples in the house that night.
If you don't mind, I am certain our listeners would like to hear about your artistic process.
There's any number of answers. I like to be alone a lot of the time when I'm writing songs and when I'm thinking about, because I find I'm distracted by the other people's needs when I'm in a collaboration oftentimes. So I like to be alone, and then I can bring my pieces to the grand puzzle, and we can all share them. And is that a good answer?
Yes. You call yourself a comedian, but I consider you a performance artist. Which performance artists have influenced you the most?
I'd like to say Pee Wee Herman. And I'd like to say maybe Jim Henson. Probably that's apropos of this.
Tell me more about this.
Well, I think there's a flexibility in their thinking. And as a young person, you're really open to that. So there's masks, there's puppets, there's voices, there's makeup, there's different characters, there's couches screaming, word of the day, there's animated pennies. Everything is free. So I think
that's... Where are your favorite places to perform?
I like to perform in people's homes, actually. I think that's a really special place because people's homes are really... different, and you have they're in their comfort zone, and you can really invite them to take part in the art. To part in the
where do you see that headed?
I don't know. I like to see that happen all over the world. Back to the chamber music idea of where, back in at a time when concerts only existed when people gathered in one another's homes, often. Royal homes, but it's nice to think that people would want to invite that into their own homes now. As a way
where do you go to get away from your fans?
I don't know. I think there's not that many, so I don't have to go very far right now. I'm just sort of go wherever I go, and I'm away from them. But I imagine that at some point when they're everywhere, I'm going to have to get a little more creative with that one.
Tell me about your recent television appearance.
I played some backup French horn for Rufus Wainwright this last year, so we were doing all these different TV shows where we were in the background. He was doing the singing and the talking, and we were sort of like doo-wop girls with French horns. That's how I saw myself there. Is that a good one? Do you like that one?
Yes.
All right.
You think so? I disagree, and there is science to back up my opinion.
Where did you go to school? How's your
that leads us right to my next question. Perhaps you may know with this particular set of questions. My friend Emma.James Lipton, no relation, popularized this set of 10 questions on his Basic Capital Vision program. Shall we begin with the 10 questions?
Please.
What is your favorite word?
Lovely.
What is your least favorite word?
Impossible.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
A girl in a onesie.
What turns you off?
A chimp in a onesie.
What is your favorite curse word?
I don't know.
What sound or noise do you love?
That one. I'll do it again.
What sound or noise do you hate?
You've got mail.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'd like to be a dance instructor, I think, of popular dance styles. Fuse that with psychology.
What profession would you not like to do?
I would not like to do anything that has me sitting in front of a computer data entry filing. Anything in an office.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I like your pants.
Lewis, where do you stand on the issue of evolution versus intelligent design?
I believe that both are possible at the same time. I think
I disagree, but go on.
I definitely think that we came from animals. We are animals. I'm an animal. I like animals. Anyone that wants to not be an animal is not going to be my friend.
Lewis Schwadron, Thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.
Any final thoughts before we go?
Thank you for having me. And it's been a pleasure to be on your program.
Lewis, can you give our listeners your website again, please?
Sure thing. It's www.lewisschwadron, LOUISSCHWADRON.com.
Do you have any upcoming shows, Lewis?
I don't now, but this summer, my first EP with my new band, Violet, like the color, the scent, Violet, will be coming out. It's called Into the Violet, so I hope you look out for that. It's on my website as well.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm James Chimpton. I'd like to thank our guest, Lewis Schwadron, for joining us, Malcolm. Please bring the car around for me, will you? Thank you, Malcolm. Stay tuned to Neighborhood Public Radio broadcasting live from the 2008 Whitney Biennial at 91.9 FM. For Lewis Schwadron, this is James Chimpton. Ta-ta for now.
It's so funny.